All right, Sammy and the Stain podcast. This is the Stain, and here is Sammy.
Hi, I'm Sammy.
With us tonight, we got the Hog back again.
Hey, how's it going? It's the Hog.
And we got new, very special guest tonight, CPT. How you doing?
Woo woo!
All right. First on the docket, what do we want to talk about tonight? What do you like? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little WAP right now.
Okay. WAP, your thoughts, Sam.
Well, it's an interesting song.
I think it's the most vulgar song I've ever heard in my life. Your thoughts?
I've heard worse.
Hawk, you got anything to add?
All right. So at the end of the song, there's a line that goes macaroni in a pot.
Yes. What does that mean? What does it mean? What's your theory?
So my theory on this is it's like the female version of notching your belt.
Yes.
Macaroni is a penis, and you're putting it in your pot. How many macaronis can you put in your pot?
Noodles in the pot, if you will.
Exactly.
I don't know what it means. I have absolutely no idea what it means. Sammy.
I never thought of it like that.
How did you think of it?
Not like that.
Well, this was a good segment. We're a little rusty. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back. All right. Well, we got some Boston sports updates. Wow. The Stein is feeling it tonight. We got some Boston sports updates. The Red Sox suck. The Bruins are awesome. The Celtics are pretty good. And the Patriots are questionable. Your thoughts? All right. Let's start first with the Patriots. What do you feel about Cam Newton, that signing?
Well, I think it's a great signing for the cap that we signed him for. You're right. I'm too fucked up for this.
Okay. CPT, you got any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, give me some Newton for that price. I mean, all day, any day, I'm taking Newton for that price.
Over Stidham.
For that price? I mean, it's like, pick one, pick the other. Like, whoever shows up the best, that's who's going to get the job. I mean, I'm going to trust Belichick. Like, yeah. Exactly. Whoever's going to show up the best to camp, he's going to be the man.
I agree with that. I think Stidham's won. Cam's got to earn it. However, I've heard Stidham has some hip issues right now. So, what does that do?
Well, I don't know. Tell me what the hip issues are.
I just don't know if he's practicing right now. So I don't know if he's hurt or not. I think Cam's got to earn it and prove
news?
It.
Are we breaking news?
No, we're absolutely not breaking news. Sammy, your thoughts?
It's Cam's job to lose.
Wow, I disagree. I absolutely disagree. Similar to Bane and Kenyatta Allen, I think...
Wow, that is absurd to say. And I mean, Bane sucks. How are ya? It's Sammy and I'm back.
I think we want hashtag we want Ken. Bane sucks. I just think it's Stidham's job until Cam takes it from him. Your thoughts?
I agree. I think that was the case until Cam signed. And he did. And, I mean, this is a former MVP winner who has a lot to prove, a big chip on his shoulder. And...
From not getting signed by anyone else, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
No one wanted him.
Nope.
Is there a reason for that? Like his shoulder surgery or his foot injury?
I mean, I think it's a combination of the two. You know, ended with the foot, which means, you know, ideally the shoulder's going well. I think you give him the nod right off the bat, and if not, then you got a young guy that can still sling the ball, and he might be the guy.
And what about the injury? Does it concern you?
To who?
Stidham.
Yeah, certainly it concerns me, but I was still thinking Cam would be number one right off the bat.
See, I don't. I really thought Stidham was the guy. I liked him in the preseason, and then obviously got in and he threw a pick, and it was terrible. But I don't know. I liked him. Cam's got to earn it. That's how I feel. Yeah, CPT's got something to add.
Yeah, what I like is that, I mean, this gives Josh McDaniels some options. I mean, we've never seen him without Tom Brady. And this gives
in Denver.
Okay, we did see that, we've never seen him with the Patriots without Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And this gives him some great options of mobile quarterback, just being able to run the ball with the quarterback. Maybe some bootleg actions, because you couldn't get Tom Brady to do that. I mean, I love Tom Brady. I'm the biggest Tom Brady fan, but he's not a mobile guy. And this gives him some mobile and just some variety in the playbook.
Are you guys talking about Friday Night Lights?
Okay, Hog. We're not talking about Friday Night Lights. Okay. Excuse me. Let's change it up here. Red Sox, they suck. Your thoughts?
Yep, they do.
They've got no starting pitcher other than Eovaldi.
And he has like a 5 ERA, so he's terrible. So we're going to move on. Bruins, looking good. Terrible in the prelim rounds. Absolutely awful in the round robin. But they just won 4-1 in the series over the Canes. Going to play Tampa or Philly next round. How do you feel about the Bees, Sammy?
Looking great. Came into it a little questionable, but exhibition games, as they say. And they showed up when they needed to show up. Pasta's back, healthy. Second line's rolling. So, yeah, I think we're going to keep doing what we need to do.
I agree. I was actually pretty worried about it in the round robin because I thought that those games did mean something, and they acted like they didn't. But, you know, the next big news is that Tuca opted out. I thought it was weird that he opted out after playing multiple games and being in the bubble for 3 weeks and then opts out. But, you know, we're rolling with Halak, and he looks good. But what do you think about Tuca opting out? Who? Halak?
Yeah.
He was in Lewiston?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Hog with some good insight. Oh,
yeah.
Something we've never heard out of Hog before. So what do you think about Tuca opting out? Obviously, my opinion is, you know, he's doing it for the family, and that's fine. That's good. I just think it's weird that he ever came into the bubble in the first place.
Yeah, I agree. I think timing is interesting on this one, but, you know, we don't know what he's going through, and he does have a very young child at home now, and that could be changing things. You know, this timing is throwing everyone off, so can't blame him. Love the work that he's done. Interesting timing-wise, but can't say anything other than that.
I agree. CPT, you got something to add on Tuca?
Or the Bruins. Yeah, I think with Tuca, he's one of those guys where I love what he's done as a goaltender, and the stats back him up. He's a great goaltender, but he's one of those guys that he's kind of like David Price, where you kind of knew he was going to opt out and just kind of felt it was coming. And I don't know why he even came back to begin with, but he was kind of always one of those questionable guys where, not that it's soft, but it's just, you felt him opting out a little bit.
Like he doesn't have as competitive as an edge as some of the other guys.
Or he's just not all in it. He's just not the diehard. I don't know. You just knew David Price was going to opt out before it was even announced. And I think with Tuca, he was kind of in the same realm a little bit, but he at least came back and gave it a shot. I mean, with having a newborn, That's a completely different story, but he's kind of in the same book with David Price, in my mind.
I have no idea what the fuck you just said.
Okay, I actually do. I actually know what you're saying. Great, because Price is like, Price is a top end talent, but he never cared. Up. Yeah, but he did. He seems to like the media and to the fans that he doesn't care as much about winning as some of the other guys on the team. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I see that too. Because there's definitely a lot of people who have that opinion that they just don't want it as much as some of the other guys who are like, you know. Like a guy like Pedroia versus a guy like Price is like not even a comparison because he's like willing to throw his body on the line every day, and Price isn't.
I think goalies alone are a different animal.
Yeah.
Goalies are their own entity of just weird.
I mean, that's proven. They're really 100%. Weird.
Yeah.
Now, we do have Dan Vladar back up, a.k.a. Darth Vlader or Darth Vladar. Your thoughts on Darth Vladar or Darth Vlader? It's Vladar, but Vlader sounds better as a backup. He never played. Hold on. I think if I can remember, he's never played in an NHL game, but his AHL stats, I think he had a 1.89 goals against average and a 9.36 save percentage. Someone can fact check me on that. Hit me up on Instagram at Sammy the Steam Pod. Main Mammoth Pod, sorry. But, you know, it's... He's a good backup. I think he could be a good player.
Completely agree. I'm not ready to pass on anyone we've got right now.
Okay, obviously not.
But
he's a backup.
I've seen some good things from a couple of videos and this season. So, I mean, I'm love to see a nice young goaltender. Keeper?
Goal to keeper.
Is that more of a soccer term or not? Guess we'll find out sooner or later.
Okay. Let's switch it one more time. Let's go to the Celtics. They're up 2-0, right? In the series against
2-0,
yeah. Is it 2-0? Yeah, it's 2-0. Yeah. Yeah, I was right. Yeah, fuck you, CPT. 2-0 in the series over the 76ers. Al Horford does not look good. Celtics do look good. What have you seen, Sammy?
I see a young team with a lot of depth that I think is going to be pretty solid in the East for a very long time.
How about without Hayward this year?
This year, I mean, it's another 4 weeks, I believe. I think they're going to get to that point. So, no, I don't like it. I like what he's able to bring, another dynamic defender. He can stretch the floor. He can attack the basket. I like when he's in the lineup, obviously, but... Without them, I think the depth is going to help out. You give some extra minutes to Smart and a couple of those other guys. And I think we can weather the storm to get him back. Hmm.
CPT.
Yeah, I think the Hayward loss is pretty big. And it's going to not look that significant here against the 76ers. Because they seem to have him handled pretty well.
Yeah.
But moving forward, I think that Hayward loss is going to be big because that means more Marcus Smart time, and that means more threes from Marcus Smart, which are not the ideal shot you want. Every time I see him take those threes, it's like it's a little cringe.
He's not bad.
I mean, it's not bad, but there's some questionable threes. I mean, he's not the highest percentage 3-point shooter, so it's there's definitely just those like early in the shot clock. 3-pointers from Marcus Smart. I'm like, let's move the ball a little bit more. It's all going to depend on Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Like, if they're playing well, Gordon Hayward injury is not going to matter at all. If they have an off game, then you're going to see the Gordon Hayward injury rear its ugly head a lot more.
Hmm. Still got Kemba, though.
Still got Kemba. All right, good stuff. It's from the old second segment here on the pod. We're going to come back for a third and final segment after these messages. Okay, we are back, and this is everyone's favorite segment of the show, our top three favorite.
Come on, me.
Oh, God. Hope no one heard that. We're going to go with top three favorite drunk food. I don't know who's willing to start. We could do a, like, 1-1-1. We could do an all three. What do we want to do? Like a little draft or something? What are you guys thinking?
Chili's.
Let's just go around the circle.
Like the restaurant?
Yeah.
Classic hog. Going with Chili's. All right.
Wait, that's not
Pizza Yolo.
Okay. That's okay, but Pizza Yolo is actually pretty
that's
good.
Just Chili's? Yeah. It's like a brand name.
Yeah, well, hog has no taste, so that makes sense.
On the border?
Okay, that close. All right. And hog's out. All right. Well, how about the rest, the other three here? How about we all name one and then we'll just go around? How about that? I'll go with my number one.
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Nope. Hog, stop. We're done. Hog, stop talking. Five Guys. You get, I always get. You want to hear what I get? I get, no. I'll tell you. I'll tell you. I get the burger, which is a double. And then I go all the way, no mayo. All the way, no mayo. I get everything on it.
You got to get the mayo.
No, I hate the mayo.
You got to get the mayo.
Nope. Fuck you. I don't get the mayo. I get all the way, no mayo. With this, obviously, with the fries and the Coke. I don't know. I don't know if I'm drunk if I get the Coke or not. Probably not. I'm just thinking, whatever. Anyway, my number one, Five Guys, Sammy.
My number one, D18, Wing Lee 2. Pork fried rice.
Keep going.
Excuse me for all the chatter in the background. Pork fried rice.
Is that it?
No.
Oh, keep going.
General chicken.
Sow?
Oh, tizow. And there is...
And Rangoons. We know
Rangoons?
Yeah, we know they're coming.
There's also a side of chicken fingers. But what do? I replace those chicken fingers with a double order of crab Rangoons.
Okay.
And I mow, and I love it.
That's a very specific order.
Specific. CPT, what do you got? Number one on the drunk food.
Number one, I just got to go pizza.
No,
I mean,
you can't,
D-Hop? Are
you
going
to? No,
yeah, you can. Of course you can.
All pizza?
Oh, yeah, you have to pick.
Fuck
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you're right. Pick one.
Pick a one spot.
Pick a one.
Pick a one.
Pick a one. He said pick a one.
Well, can I get one topic or one right. place?
One. Either way.
All right, I'm going to go pepperoni pizza.
From? Just pick a place.
Okay, all right.
Pick one place that's the best. Come on.
All right, we're going to go Otto's Pizza, Portland.
Oh,
okay.
A pepperoni from Otto's.
Yes.
Oh, interesting choice.
I mean, that's not even on their list.
You're getting groans.
Just like, man,
you're getting some groans. A hog would have preferred Pizza Hut.
Pizza Yolo.
Pizza Yolo, sorry.
Pizza Yolo, Yolo, Yolo.
Oh, okay, back to me. Yikes. Oof. You know what? This is going to be a really bad take. I'm not a big drunk eater. So, as people who know me know I'm not a big drunk eater, but in college, what I would do. So, I'm going to now pick Steen's Famous PB&J. That's my number 2. Terrible pick, I know. But I just love a nice PBJ when you get back from the bar. Soaks up all the hall. The halal alcohol. Are you feeling good? Sammy.
I am a big fan of the quesadilla.
Who isn't, really?
Well, I don't know. But if you're not into that, then fuck you.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Nice quesadilla.
From?
I mean, a lot of times, I'll make it for myself.
The Sammy Special?
Yeah, Sammy Special.
What do you put on it? What is it?
What's the Sammy special quesadilla?
Oh, depends what I got.
Well, just give me something. What's an ideal? If you had every ingredient, what's the perfect Sammy special quesadilla?
Goodness gracious. It's going to have a lot. It's going to have a lot of cheese, I tell you. Minimum 5 cheeses. I don't care what it is.
I don't care which cheeses.
Yeah.
Any cheeses.
A lot of cheese.
Blue cheese on that.
Oh, okay.
Cheese feta.
Such a
hog's favorites.
Such a pervy comment out of.
Okay, can we? Can you got chicken? What you beef? What are you going with meat wise? You going meat?
Oh, you immediately went to beef.
I said chicken. I said chicken or beef. That's what I said. I said chicken.
I'm still on cheese over here.
You just said you're 5 cheeses. Beef?
What a pervert you are! Oh, oh my god.
Steve.
Got him.
I'm just a hard on perv.
Oh,
like my father. Okay.
Yeah, he must have raised you, huh?
All right, here we go. So you got your cheeses. What's next?
Well, you said I had 5 ingredients.
I didn't say you had to have 5 ingredients. I said ideal ingredients. What are your ideal ingredients?
5 cheeses.
Okay.
Then I'm going with a little barbacoa, I think.
Wow, a Sammy special barbacoa. You make your own barbacoa, do you? Do ya?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
Do you? I actually don't know how do you do that.
You put it in barbecue.
Okay. And not any vegetables or anything.
Then you just shake it. You shake it hard.
Okay. All right. Totally. Let's move on to CT. I think we've had enough of the Sammy special case of Dia.
All right, I'm going to follow up on the Mexican theme, but I'm going to go Taco Bell. The fourth meal chalupa is just phenomenal. I mean, come on. That is right up the drunk food, you know, top of the food chain right there, right on the route, Mount Rushmore.
That's good. All right, I'm going to have to go back to my college roots on this last one. I'm going to go wild catat. I'm going to go the catas, the Wiener Schnitz, which if anyone knows, it's not actually Wiener Schnitzel. That's just a steak and cheese on white. That's all it is, really. The boss makes it, and he loves us. And, you know, just got to – he did – no, he actually did. He friended me on Facebook, as weird as that is. Derek, shout out, made a good steak and cheese at the catas. Love it. I mean, I don't really, I'm not a big drunk eater. So, you know, the Steen's a little boring on this one. But let's go back to Sammy. Let's see what his third one is.
Well, this next one could be easy as I'll eat anything. But it's a nice chicken finger. I don't care where it's from. Late night. You order a chicken finger, I'm going to eat it.
Okay. Simple. Just Sammy getting fingered over here. There we go. CPT.
All right. I got to switch it up a little bit. We're going to go past the drunk late night and into the hangover morning.
No.
This is great. We're going McDonald's, bacon, egg, and cheese on a muffin.
Wait, a muffin or a biscuit?
No, it's not a biscuit. It's a biscuit.
Wait, hold on. Is this morning or is this like 3 a.m.?
This is the most bullshit.
Well, maybe it's he's talking at 5 a.m. He's still up.
They
got breakfast all day now, so you can get it whenever you want.
Are they open 24 hours?
Let's go right now.
Some of them are. I mean, you want to find a McDonald's open around here?
Yeah.
There was one like a half hour back.
Bro, for sure.
There was like a half hour back. Thanks, Hug. Yeah. There was like one a half hour back.
Thanks, Hug.
Throw that location reference out.
All right. I mean, yeah. Okay. I mean, you can claim it. It's like 3 or 4 in the morning. He's putting it all late. All-nighter. Yeah. CPT's is a psycho.
Steen, tell us about how you feel about soon to be Papa Steen.
All right. Well, that's all we got on tonight's show, everybody. Any final thoughts from anybody?
You didn't answer.
Feel great about it.
Go Bees.
Go Bees. Go Seas. Red Sox suck. Tusks.
Let's get some good draft picks on the Red Sox.
There we go. I mean, I don't want to get into it.
Why not?
It's all good. We're all feeling good. Feeling great. Feeling giffy.
Oh, so when something comes up that you don't want to talk about, you just act it out?
Okay. No, I mean, all right, all right. I mean, you've heard my wife on this pod before. She's just yelled at me every time she's pregnant and we're having a kid. Baby boy, we're very happy about it. Maybe future episodes, he'll be on in the background. Who knows? We'll see what happens, but we're feeling good. That's all for tonight. Tusks up, Bane sucks.